This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Have you heard the phrase, seeing is believing? It usually comes up when someone is trying to get you to buy something when all you have is his word for the product. Or even if you see the product, you want to see how it works. That was the experience of the Apostle Thomas. He was not with the disciples the first time Jesus appeared to them after his resurrection. When they told him they had seen Jesus, he responded, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." A week later, he was with the disciples. Jesus appeared again and said, "Peace be with you." Then, turning to Thomas, he said, "Put your finger here. See my hands? Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Seeing the evidence, Thomas exclaimed, "My Lord and my God." Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." This is why Jesus told the disciples in John 16:7, "It is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." Seeing and feeling the physical presence of Jesus as the disciples had for 3 years was great. But seeing the glorified Jesus with spiritual eyes of faith is better. It's the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, who inspires that kind of faith. Follow the prophet's example, searching intently and with the greatest care what God promised in His Word. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.